Joining us right now, courtesy of our BetQL guest hotline, is Aaron Schatz. Aaron is the creator of the DVOA metric that I reference a lot. He is the chief analytics officer at FTN Fantasy. I am a subscriber to that. It is worth it. FTNFantasy.com. You can follow Aaron on X on Twitter at A Schatz, S-C-H-A-T-Z-N-F-L. Aaron is with us here as we are down to the final four. Aaron, I remember talking to you very early in the season and, you know, the likelihood of Washington being here per, you know, the way you value teams was very low. But you said something that I'll never forget. You said, unless the quarterback has an otherworldly and an aberration kind of rookie season like C.J. Stroud had the year before. Well, he certainly had that. How does DVOA value Jaden Daniels' rookie year?
Oh, yeah, he was very good. We have Washington. We actually have them only ninth in passing this year, which seems like a little bit of a surprise, but sixth in overall offense. EPA models like what Daniels did this season a little bit more than my models do, because they had some success on fourth down that really juiced the EPA models, but isn't necessarily, like, you're not going to be that good on fourth down in the future, but obviously you get a lot of value out of being that good on fourth down. But he was just outstanding. I mean, he was fantastic.
Let me just real quickly, because we're throwing out some things. I've mentioned this many times. Aaron's with me. DVOA stands for Defense Adjusted Value Over Average. It breaks down every NFL play, compares a team's performance to a league average baseline based on situation and opponent. Aaron, I've often described it as the easiest way to understand it is that a third and 20 15-yard completion is valued very highly by the traditional numbers, whereas DVOA doesn't value that as much as it does a four-yard completion on third and three, the one that, you know, moves the chains. It's much more practical in terms of its importance. So with respect to an EPA is expected points added, it's almost like a baseball war stat. Real quickly, though, on Washington, because I follow your rankings every week. You have Washington right now as the 10th ranked team in the NFL. I'm curious as to just, I'm sure there have been teams much lower. What is the lowest DVOA team to have ever made it to the Final Four?
Oh, that's a good question that it is hard for me to answer.
What about the Super Bowl?
The 2003 Panthers and the 2008 Cardinals were the lowest. The 2008 Cardinals, because they had a game late in the season,
Patriots,
where they went into New England.
Yeah.
And they got slaughtered in a snowstorm by like 40 points.
Yeah.
So that's true.
I remember that.
Their rating. But there's so much randomness in the NFL that, so the worst team to ever make it to a conference championship was the 2004 Rams. They actually ranked, they lost in the divisional round. I had something filtered wrong.
It's okay. Just tell me about the two Super Bowl participants. How low were they ranked before they made their run? The 03 Panthers and the 08 Cardinals.
Oh, the 08 Cardinals were 23rd.
Wow.
And the 03 Panthers were 17th.
Before we get... Yeah.
It's not crazy for a team that's 10th in the regular season to make it to the conference championships.
Sure. I'll come back to Washington and get your thoughts on various things related to the team in a moment. But what is the most surprising thing to you about this season? Is it Baltimore not being there again?
You know, it's not that surprising, because as good as Baltimore was in my ratings, the Bills were also very good, and Baltimore had to go on the road without their best wide receiver, and they only lost by 2 points. I mean, I guess part of it is that neither Baltimore nor Detroit made it to the conference championships. As far as what's happened in the playoffs, that might be the most surprising that neither of them made it.
You know, last year you had Baltimore as one of the highest ranked DVOA teams that you had ever measured. Did we end up with anything overall ranking, offensive ranking, defensive ranking in historic territory this year?
Yeah, the Ravens again. Their offense was historically good, and their overall, with their defense, improved in the second half of the season. It's very strange. This is now three Ravens teams in the last 6 years that have come out as historically good by my numbers and haven't made it to the Super Bowl. And the problem with trying to improve the system to quote-unquote fix this is that each of those three teams, 2019, 2023, and 2024, had different strengths. So anything you would do to try to fix the Ravens in 1 year would make the Ravens higher in a different year. So it's very difficult to figure out what is the connective tissue between those three teams, unless you just want to say Lamar Jackson is bad or something. And I don't think he is. He made a couple of mistakes in this game, like interception and the fumble. But, I mean, it's not his fault that Mark Andrews fumbled, and it's not his fault that Mark Andrews couldn't catch the two-point conversion.
Yeah. Although, I mean, it's a longer conversation. I love Lamar, and I was rooting for him in such a major way. But the truth is he doesn't play as well in the postseason for some reason. That fumble and that interception were bad, and it's part of the reason they were in the position they were in.
He sort of got his bearings in the second half, and in the second half he was the Lamar Jackson that we saw during the regular season.
What about Philly's defense this year? It was the number one ranked defense per your metric. How good was it historically?
It's not like one of the historically best defenses of all time. I know this is a weird thing to say. It's a run-of-the-mill number one defense. Like, this is what the number one defense usually looks like, is about what Philadelphia is, right? As opposed to something like the 2002 Bucks or the 1985 Bears or something.
Right. Yeah. By the way, is the number one defense all time the 85 Bears?
It is actually the 1991 Philadelphia Eagles.
Wow.
Who I believe allowed the lowest yards per play of any team since at least 1978. But Randall Cunningham tore his ACL in week one, and they had such horrifyingly bad offense that they didn't even make the playoffs, despite having what I consider the best defense of the last 45 years.
They went 10-6. They did not make the playoffs. That is the Reggie White, Jerome Brown, Clyde Simmons, Wes Hopkins, Eric Allen, you know, all of those great players. That team was awesome defensively. You're right. That's still shocking to me that they're rated ahead of the 85 Bears. We're talking to Aaron Schatz, creator of the DVOA metric, and he is with FTN Fantasy. Run-of-the-mill number one defense. It's still the number one defense in the league. So let's talk about Washington's defense. Tell everybody where you have it ranked overall, and then tell us about the rush defense.
I mean, in the regular season, the Washington defense was 23rd, and the rush defense was 26th. So, I mean, there's no doubt. I'm not trying to, like, be hard on Washington fans here when I say this. But there's no doubt, if you look at every team that's left in the Final Four, by far the weakest unit is the Washington defense.
Agreed. But historically, what has it meant? Because I think this is an interesting conversation about today's NFL, Aaron, versus what it was 10, 15, 20 years ago. Sort of the, you know, you have to have great defense. That's the old conversation. The new is you better be able to score. Washington can clearly move the football, can clearly score. They can't stop the run. They've been vulnerable to that all season long. What is the lowest rated DVOA defense overall and rush defense overall? I don't know if you have the answers to win a Super Bowl.
To make it to a Super Bowl, I think it's actually the same year. Actually, the 2011 Giants had a bad defense, and the 2011 Patriots had a really bad defense. The worst run defense during the regular season to win a Super Bowl was the 2006 Colts, who were last. They had the worst run defense in the league in the regular season. Remember, that's the team where Bob Sanders missed most of the regular season and then came back for the playoffs, and their defense suddenly dramatically turned things around from how they played in the regular season. But there's no question, that is the worst defense to ever win a Super Bowl and the worst run defense.
Yeah, that was going to be my guess on the worst overall defense. I don't think it was just Bob Sanders who came back for the postseason. Wasn't Dwight Freeney, either Freeney, one of their pass rushers, Mathis or Freeney, had missed a bunch of games and came back for the postseason, if my memory serves me correctly?
I don't remember. Bob Sanders is the guy everyone always talks about historically.
Yeah.
Freeney or Mathis may have missed a couple.
But they became a totally different defense in the postseason.
Oh, yeah, completely. Just so much better. So much better.
Yeah. All right. Back to Washington overall and specific to Jaden Daniels. Where do you view, forget about Daniels' rookie season, where does he rank right now just overall in quarterbacks for the season?
I guess I would think of him as the sixth or seventh best quarterback in the league right now. Like, if you consider guys and you consider, like, how much help they get from their schemes and their receivers, like, because, you know, you want to discount a little bit a guy like a Jared Goff because, like, Jared Goff was number two in passing value by my numbers, but obviously he gets a lot of help from the scheme and the receivers. And then when you add in Daniels' rushing value, yeah, I have Daniels like seventh or eighth in the league right now.
Who are the six or seven in front of him? I mean, we can guess certainly five of them. I'm just curious as to who six or seven is.
Jackson, Burrow, Allen, Mahomes.
Right.
Probably Stafford. Probably Baker Mayfield. Jordan Love or Jared Goff?
Other than the way you value them mathematically, as a fan of football, would you take Baker Mayfield over Jaden Daniels right now?
Oh, God, no.
Okay.
Oh, God. Given their age, first of all, given the contract, but also, I mean, given their age, I mean...
What about Jordan Love?
There's no guarantee that Daniels is going to develop even better than this. The fact is, rookies who are this good don't tend to improve in their second season because they're already so good. But the possibility that he could just makes him more valuable.
Have you ever had a team in your measurements go from where you had Washington last year to where they are this year?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Sure. What did I have them, like, 29?
You had them, they were 31st last year among 32 teams.
I mean, if you want to look at teams that made it to the conference championship games, no team had been 31st, but the 2006 Saints, the 2021 Bengals, and the 2019 49ers, who were, like, up and down and up. And, you know, the 49ers
right.
had those, like, they would randomly have a year where everyone got injured, and then all of a sudden, everybody was healthy the next year, and then the next year everybody would be injured again. The other one would be the 96 Jaguars, who were really bad as an expansion team, and then
right.
all of a sudden got things together, and at 9-7, they made it to the conference championship game that year.
Yeah, probably pulled off one of the great upsets in the history of the divisional round.
By beating Denver.
Beating Denver
in the divisional round.
What about winning the Super Bowl? Has anybody ever gone from 31st to or in that area to winning the Super Bowl the next year?
No, the lowest rank of a team that won the Super Bowl, I believe, is the 2001 Patriots, who were like 22nd the year before, 22nd the year before.
Got it. I started to just talk about sort of when we got into the Washington defensive numbers. Are these things defensively as important as they used to be? Can you win with just great offense? Can you win the whole thing?
I mean, first of all, my belief is that the best thing is balance, right? The best thing is to be good at everything And then you can attack whatever the other team is bad at. What's true is that the idea that defense wins championships is not necessarily true, but I mean, you can win with a defensive team or you can win with an offense team. What difference between the two units is that offense is more predictive than defense. In other words, it's more likely that Washington will have a good game on offense than that they will have a bad game on defense. Like, the defense is more variable, and that's also important for building a team. Because when you look at what will Washington be next year, it is more likely that Washington will continue to be good on offense than that they will continue to be bad on defense.
Yeah, I've had this conversation with you before, and I've talked about it. The variance year to year in defenses is amazing. But the reason for that, first and foremost, would be if you're really good on offense and you got a quarterback, that's the difference, right? Is that if you've got consistency and you've got high-level quarterbacking, that's what makes that less variable.
Yes, that the biggest reason why offense is more consistent than defense is that so much of it is wrapped up in a single player. So as long as you have that player, your offense is likely to be good year after year.
Aaron, thanks. Although, one more, actually. With the four teams, how do you see it playing out? Who wins these two games? Who wins the Super Bowl?
I mean, Washington making it to the Super Bowl with a rookie quarterback would be an amazing story. But there's no question you have to favor the Eagles. And the other game is 50-50. The other game really is 50-50. If you give the Chiefs, you know, home field advantage and a little credit for Mahomes' magic and a little credit for the injuries that the Bills are dealing with, like Taylor Rapp and Christian Benford, then that game is really 50-50, even though the Chiefs weren't as good during the regular season. So that makes Philadelphia at this point the favorite to win it all because they have what seems like an easier conference championship game, although you certainly can't write the Commanders off.
Aaron, thanks. Really appreciate the time as always. Enjoy it.
Absolutely. Good luck. And if everything goes well, you'll be talking to me again in 2 weeks.
Yes, indeed. Aaron Schatz at A. Schatz NFL. Nikki Javala from the Washington Post will join us next.